Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now,
during yesterday's episode, I began the first installment of a week-long series on how to thrive in the desert. I mentioned my visit to the Desert Botanical Garden near where I live in Phoenix, Arizona, and I talked about how I had found many parallels between ourselves and the desert plants during my short time there. And if you'd like to hear the first part of the series, be sure to listen to yesterday's episode, available wherever you listen to podcasts. Though my visit to the garden was short, I learned so much about desert plants while I was there. On our introductory tour of the gardens, one of the things that really stood out to me was that growing plants that are native to the area is much easier than growing plants that are not. As I learned on the tour, plants that are outside of their natural habitat tend to need more attention in order to thrive. This immediately got me thinking about how difficult it can be to move to a new area and begin setting down new roots. Moving through life's transitions is often difficult for so many people, myself included. To start over in a new place or even in a new territory of life requires us to be brave in the face of so many unknowns. Whenever we find ourselves in a new place, whether physically or mentally, we may feel like it's harder to thrive. We may feel like we need more rest, more attention, more sunlight, more nutrients than we did before. And part of learning how to thrive is accepting that this is completely okay. Because we are not planted firmly in the ground, it can be easy to forget that we have the freedom to move as we please. Many of us have experienced these kinds of transitions before, moving to a different town, working a new job, starting new relationships, and sometimes ending old relationships. Because we get used to the transitory nature of life, at times we forget how difficult it can be to transition from one place to the next. And as a result, we end up putting pressure on ourselves to navigate through every new season and every new stage of life in an easy and effortless way. The reality is that transitions are rarely effortless. They are things to fight through, challenges to overcome, and obstacles that get in our way. We may forget that while we can be excited for that next step, it's okay to mourn what we are leaving behind. This is all a part of being a little plant, learning to thrive in a new place. Another important thing to remember is that new plants and new places will not always learn to thrive at the same pace. One thing I noticed while I was walking around the garden was that I was surrounded by plants that were native to their environment, and therefore they had a different survival journey, whereas if they had been plants that were transplanted from a different location. These native plants seemed to be effortlessly thriving in their home environment, and yet these plants have likely had struggles of their own. At times, I think we see other people who are older or have more experience, and we compare the way they're thriving to the ways that we are not. But the truth is, we are often looking at people who have found a way to thrive in that element, whether it's their natural element or they've spent a lot of time learning how to thrive in that new place. While we've only just arrived, they have had years and experiences that we've yet to encounter. And just as we cannot expect a little plant to thrive in a new environment right away, we cannot expect ourselves to thrive in a new place without taking the time to give ourselves proper care and attention. Among other things, here's what plants growing in different places can teach us. We were never meant to thrive in the same place in the same way at the same time. We all have unique experiences that inform the way we're able to connect to life in a meaningful and authentic way. To thrive is to be able to grow and flourish wherever we are. And as beautiful and freeing as that may sound, we must have patience as we find the ways in which we can grow where we are. What a gift it is that we have the freedom to travel through this landscape of life, learning to adapt to what we will need in each new environment. What a gift to do this without comparing ourselves to others, to know we were each meant to thrive in our own unique way. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you for the rest of the day. How are you learning to understand the environment that you are in? How are you tending to your needs? What is allowing you to thrive where you are? Thank you so much for listening. Today's episode is brought to you by the Storyteller app. The Storyteller app was created by me, Morgan Harper Nichols, as a place to find daily inspiration, wallpapers, notifications, journal prompts, and more. Download the Storyteller app today for a free 7-day trial. It's obligation-free and no credit card is required. Available on Apple and Android. Thank you again for supporting The Morgan Harper Nichols Show.